everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm your other host, Mandy.
And we are here to talk to you about all things Disney.
As always.
Okay, so the reason that intro was so weird is because I forgot where I was and could not get that out. So hopefully that all made sense. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about something very spring-like, or at least that's what I thought it was going to be when we were coming up with this episode idea.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about fun facts about Bambi. Now, there are millions of fun facts. The fun facts are not fun.
No, they're very dark, actually.
So, I was like, oh, Bambi, it's springtime, it's fun, Easter just happened, like, spring. Well, apparently not, so I'm sorry.
Yes. I mean, I still think they're very interesting
facts.
They are
very interesting.
But some of them get pretty dark, man.
Yeah. So, I guess, like, a little bit of a trigger warning, or, like, if you have little ones and maybe it's too heavy, I don't know.
We're gonna try to make it as, like friendly as possible. Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to listen first before maybe any kiddos in the room, just to be safe.
But like I said, I think
we'll be okay.
Yeah. The other thing is I wanted to mention, so I kind of was, last time we recorded, a little bit goofy because I was exhausted.
Yeah.
So you can ask Alyssa. I was like very slap happy.
Oh yeah. It was great.
Like I was singing. It was a very special time. But when we went to upload the episodes, I accidentally uploaded both episodes that we recorded for the same week.
Yes.
So there was no episode last week, in case you know.
We're confused.
Yeah, we're confused about why that was. That's why we actually released two the week prior. So if you didn't get to listen to both last week, we did Mary Poppins, and we also did, what was the other episode we did? Activities Around the World was the other episode. So if you didn't see that there were two the prior week?
There were.
So you can check it out. So I apologize about all that.
All right. So we are going to start our fun facts. I believe we both have 16 fun facts. So it's a little bit of a longer one, but not necessarily a bad thing. Again, some of them are a little dark, but hopefully not too bad. All right, so I will start with my first one. So, in quotes, "man in the forest" was apparently a code phrase used by Disney employees when Walt Disney was coming down the hallway.
Yeah.
That's hilarious to me. Also a little dark. But like, hey, whatever.
All right, so the movie Bambi was released in 1942. It's based on the book Bambi, A Life in the Woods by Felix Salten. And we're going to get into this book. This book is way darker than the movie, guys.
Yeah, it's insane how dark it is, so.
We'll get there.
Okay. Bambi was actually Walt Disney's personal favorite of all of his animation features, which I didn't know that until today.
No, I didn't either. You would think it would have been, like, one of the princess ones, or, like, Snow White since it was first, but
yeah,
no, it was Bambi.
It was Bambi.
So, child actor Donnie Dunagan voiced Bambi, and we're gonna get into his backstory a little bit, too. Well, not backstory, I guess future story from him being a child actor.
Yes. Okay, in June of 2008, ranked number 3 on the American Film Institute list of the 10 greatest films in the genre, animation. So this was ranked number 3, Bambi.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's gorgeous animation for the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. But it's crazy to think in 2008 it still kind of like holds up.
I wonder what 1 and 2 were.
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up later. Okay, Bambi grossed over $267 million worldwide. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. So no matter how skilled the animators are, for some reason the Disney animators could not draw antlers accurately. Apparently there was a lot of like perspectives required to animate them, and they could not do it right.
Okay. So this is one of the darker fun facts I have, I guess. Animators initially were going to show the initial shot that killed Bambi's mother.
Oh, goodness.
But they opted for a more subtle approach, so you just kind of hear it go off, but they were originally going to actually picture it.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm happy they didn't.
Agreed.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Okay, here is one of my darker ones as well. I also kind of think it's a little funny, but we'll get there. So in December of 2018, a Missourian poacher was sentenced to 1 year in prison for illegally killing deer for trophies. But as part of his penalty, he was required to watch this movie once a month.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, like, dark because obviously he was hunting animals, but...
illegally as well.
Illegally, yes. But the fact that this was his punishment is crazy.
That's hilarious.
You will learn to love the deer.
Right. Okay, here's another one of my dark ones. Sorry, guys. So the book, Bambi, A Life in the Woods, was written for adults. In it, Bambi's father shows him the corpse of a man that was shot by another hunter to show that the humans in the story were not immortal.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so dark.
It's super dark.
Whoa. Okay. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one is not as dark. Animation from this film has been reused more often than animation from any other Disney film. Usually, it is like a small thing of like birds or leaves, but only a few major characters have been reused. Bambi's mother, for example, appears in the first shot of Beauty and the Beast and in The Sword and the Stone as well. And then Bambi and his mother fully appear in The Rescuers, which I find very interesting.
So just to kind of expand upon that,
mm-hmm.
That technique that they used is called rotoscaping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they have used it in other movies as well. Like, there's a scene in The Jungle Book that I think was copied over to, was it Sword in the Stone? I don't remember, but they have done that in other movies as well, and it's the technique that saves the money.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, Man, as we all know him, was ranked the number 20 villain on the American Film Institute list of the 100 greatest heroes and villains, the only character on the list not to appear on screen.
Which is, okay, so here's the thing, like,
yeah.
There are tons of people in this world that hunt.
Yes.
And, like, they do it legally. Some of them do it and, like, make the animal into food. And, like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I feel like if you're using the animal for, like, not just fun.
Right.
It feels a little bit.
It does. Like, I personally wouldn't do it.
I would never do it. But
no, but I get that if, you know, that's what you do. As long as you're not just killing for sport. I'm good with it. To an extent.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that, like, someone who's doing it legally, and we don't know the hunter's motivation in Bambi. We don't know if he's using it for food. We don't know if it's for sport.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy that, like, he's seen as such a villain because there are so many people
that hunt. Like,
and,
regularly,
like,
yeah.
They're good people, you know what I mean? So,
it is kind of crazy to think about. I guess, like, we all, though, interpret it as, like, he was doing it for sport. Because we don't see him, like, take Bambi's mom away from the scene, from the crime scene.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's just, it's really interesting. I don't know if I would rank him on, like, top 20 of the list.
Right.
He's definitely on the list because, like, you are killing an animal. I don't know. It's so, like...
it's, like, hard for me to, like... I don't even know what the word is. It's hard for me because, like, my father, for example, used to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he did turn the deer into meat.
Like, meat.
So it wasn't just, like, purely sport. But, like, I don't personally like it, but, like, my dad's a really good person, so, like...
I guess it's all, like...
and how you look at things.
Yeah. Like, deer are one of my favorite animals, so, like, the thought of pew-pew in a deer makes me very uncomfortable, but for people who are like, oh, they overpopulate and whatever, and...
and there is that, too. Like, a lot of, like, deer would starve if they didn't hunt because there wouldn't be enough food for them.
Right.
So, like, I guess it's saving them from starving, which is a good thing.
But I guess also this movie is taking place from the vision of, like, animals. Right. So, obviously, they are the, like, we are the villain.
Right.
Since we're killing their, like, mom and dad. So, I guess it makes sense.
I didn't expect this episode to turn into, like, a philosophy. Like,
yeah, neither did I. Again, I was like, oh, it's springtime. Let's talk about
it's so
baby.
Happy.
Let's talk about, like, Thumper. It's fine.
Okay.
Apparently not.
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, Felix Salten, he, again, is the one who wrote the book, actually sold the film rights for a mere $1,000. And even back then, that was not that much money.
Doesn't he feel like an idiot?
Well, he said he wanted to do that. Like, he knew he was basically giving it away because he, like, wanted to see it be made into a film, so.
All right.
So, good for him.
Yeah. Okay, this is a really random fact, but apparently two asteroids have been named after Bambi and Thumper.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Very random, though.
Yeah. So, the book we've been talking about was actually banned in Germany because the bad people in World War II believed that it could be viewed as an allegory for the plight of the Jewish people.
I mean, that's a very interesting fact.
Yeah.
Very interesting. But, like, oof. Okay. The character of Thumper, originally called Bobo in the first draft, Thumper is a lot better than Bobo.
Yes, I agree.
Bobo the Clown. Does not appear in Felix Salten's original novel. He was added by Walt Disney to bring some much-needed comic relief to the script. Yeah, Walt, you were correct.
Yeah, honest to God.
You are right, my guy.
I found this, in fact, to be very interesting. So, animators, we know Disney-like, goes over the top when they, like, have to study things to get things to be as realistic as possible. So, animators studied Deer extensively for the film. They spoke to animal experts, spent time at the LA Zoo, watched nature films. This part's a little bit darker. They actually observed a deer in various stages of decomposition to see how the muscles and tendons worked. So that's a little...
I don't want that job.
I don't either. And they also studied two live deer donated to the studio.
Yeah, let me go to the zoo. That's the job I want.
Yeah, I don't want to be looking at decomposing deer.
I don't want to be looking at decomposing anything.
Agreed.
So, I'll take the zoo.
But honestly, like, dedication, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The last full-length animated feature made by Walt Disney until Cinderella. The gap was due to lack of film workers who were in military service because it was a necessity to make films when World War II was going on. So it wasn't until Cinderella that they had another full-length feature, which is really interesting.
That is
it doesn't
crazy.
Feel like that.
Well, I mean, I guess because it was after our time, like, we didn't have to wait. You
yeah,
know what
I guess,
mean?
So we were just able to watch them.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Okay, animation on the film took longer than it had to because Walt wanted the artist to make sure that each spot on Bambi's back were perfectly replicated in every frame.
Oh.
He was very, like, he was a stickler for detail, so, like, that's why Bambi's animation took so long.
That makes sense.
Yep.
I mean, if they're studying all that.
Yep.
Bambi premiered August 8th, 1942 in London. It was a very daring movie during a war, and a few days later in New York, but despite glowing reviews, it was an initial box office disappointment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Apparently, they didn't start actually, like, recouping money from it until much later.
Interesting.
Yeah. So.
I always thought that, like, all Walt's, like, original...
Were successes.
Yeah, exactly. I never knew that. Interesting. Bambi used an oil painting technique that had not been used on previous Disney pictures. Walt thought the quality would be better using the new technique.
Hmm. Okay. Some scenes of the woodland creatures and the forest fire are unused footage from Pinocchio.
Oh, that's interesting.
I would not have guessed that.
No, I wouldn't have either. I'm right with Walt's daughter on this one.
Okay.
So Walt's daughter, Diane, didn't like Bambi's mother dying and asked him to change the story.
Yeah, that's fair.
Agreed, Diane. Agreed. Why didn't you listen, Walt?
Yeah, come on, Walt. Okay, so there are approximately only 1,000 words of dialogue throughout the entire film. The rest is all silence.
Oh, that's actually my next one.
Oh.
All right,
there we go.
We'll skip that one. Some of Bambi's And, oh, we already did that one. The studio considered Bambi a road show. This meant it would only be played in theaters with advanced sound systems and would have a limited number of showings. So maybe that's why it didn't initially make as much money. Because maybe. It was only shown in, like, special theaters and, like, at certain times.
That's a possibility. I know. That would make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so an unnamed squirrel and unnamed chipmunk briefly appear in the film. They were originally supposed to have a larger role in the film as a comedy duo, but that didn't end up happening. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either, because that could have used some more comedy.
Yes. The more comedy, the better.
Okay, I promised you guys this is my last fun fact. I promised you I'd tell you a little bit more about Donnie, who was the child actor who voiced Bambi.
Yes.
So he later became a U.S. Marine. And he served in Vietnam, where he was wounded 3 separate times. He actually tried to hide his past from all of his fellow Marines because he thought they would make fun of him.
Mm.
And he pretty much got away with it through most of his career. But, like, right before he retired, mm-hmm. there was a general who kind of had a file on him and knew that he was the voice of Bambi.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Aw, I don't know why he would want to keep that a secret.
Yeah, I guess he thought, like, they'd be like, oh, you were in a cartoon for kids. I don't know.
Dork. I don't know. All right, I have 2 more because I stole one, so I apologize.
It's okay.
I didn't know I stole one. Okay, so Bambi is the first and one of the few Disney features where the songs were not sung by any of the film's characters. Each song was either sung off-screen by a soloist or a choir. It was also Walt Disney Animation Studios' only non-musical film until 101 Dalmatians, which was released 19 years later. And then they didn't have another one until Tarzan, which was released 57 years later.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that. You're right. The music isn't really sung by the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
And it's crazy to think there's only, like, really 3 handful of films
yeah.
that the characters don't sing.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Okay, and my last one. They had planned a scene in which the man dies in a forest fire because they wanted to kind of show, like, some poetic justice as death is a consequence of his own actions. It had been discarded when the staff decided to keep the man off screen for the entirety of the film. But originally, they were gonna stick it to the man. So, I don't know. Again, a lot darker than I expected yeah. researching this.
The fun facts weren't as fun this time.
They were very interesting.
They were, but there were definitely some dark ones.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So again, fun facts not as fun, but you know what is fun, Alyssa?
What is that?
Our listeners, of course.
They are fun.
And we love them, and we want to thank them now. This is for listening to the episode, What If, episodes 1-3. Thank you to our listeners in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Bismarck, North Dakota, Cold Lake, Alberta, and Canada, Monroeville, Pennsylvania, Minneapolis, Minnesota, shout out to Raleigh, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Mableton, Georgia, and last but certainly not least, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, what was your favorite fun fact or not so fun fact about Bambi? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram
at A Pinch of Pixie Dust Podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys, we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust. Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.